This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. A full week of business news that took place in just 4 days. Roby Brock and his review of the first business week of 2012 in just a few minutes on Ozarks. To expand the availability of compressed natural gas, grant money is being used to add 2 new fueling locations in Arkansas. Governor Mike Beebe touted the expansion in his weekly radio address, saying the new locations will serve the growing number of state and city vehicles, as well as school buses and other fleets that can run on compressed natural gas.
For this gradual transition to work, however, Arkansas must have the infrastructure required to support these vehicles. To this end, nearly $500,000 has been devoted to the construction of 2 new CNG fueling stations. The Energy Office has announced that those stations will be located in Conway and Little Rock along Interstates 40 and 30, respectively. Upon their completion, Arkansas will have 7 CNG fueling stations statewide.
Governor Beebe notes that natural gas averages a third the price of gasoline and can be produced from within the United States. Meanwhile, the average cost of a gallon of gasoline jumped more than a dime since this time last week in the state. According to ArkansasGasPrices.com, the average gallon of gas in Arkansas is now $3.19. That's an increase of 10.9 cents in the past 7 days. The national average, $3.34. An opinion from Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says the state law redrawing congressional district lines does not need changes, despite concerns raised by a U.S. representative. Kelly Connolly from our content partner KUAR has more.
Despite complaints from U.S. Representative Rick Crawford of Arkansas's 1st Congressional District, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says no change is needed to correct a precinct discrepancy. In November, Crawford raised questions about the act that redrew the district because it supposedly left out 2 precincts. But McDaniel writes that Act 1242, which redrew the district lines, includes the population of these precincts in a subset of another term, a voting district. The congressional districts were redrawn based on new census data, and McDaniel writes, quote, "The act ensures that all election areas are recognized and included in a congressional district," end quote. There are about 240 voters in the 2 precincts in question. In Little Rock, I'm Kelly Connolly.
And the University of Arkansas women's basketball team lost to Tennessee yesterday inside Bud Walton Arena at Fayetteville, 69-38, the final score. Women's basketball team now 11-4 overall, 0-3 in the SEC. Next up, another SEC contest at Mississippi Thursday night. And the University of the Ozarks men and women's basketball teams will continue their season tonight. They're both playing at UT Dallas.